A very different kind of diplomacy is on display in Russia this week. Reporter Peter Van Dyke was in the audience in Moscow for a landmark performance by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
If U.S. relations with Russia have hit a sticky patch over Syria and other issues lately, that didn't stop the Chicago Symphony Orchestra from thrilling Russian audiences, just as it did on its last visit to the Soviet Union in 1990. Dr. Lana Bizhonova loved the opening concert Wednesday at Moscow's prestigious conservatory. She says it is first and foremost about relations. The music comes second.
It seems to me that when the Russians stand and applaud, they aren't just applauding the music, they're applauding the American people.
Dmitry Smirnov's Space Odyssey opened the Moscow concerts, as it will in St. Petersburg tomorrow. The three-concert tour was organized in less than a year when U.S. diplomats in Moscow refused to take Chicago's no for an answer. Before the opening concert, the CSO's music director, Ricardo Muti, faced the Russian media alongside the U.S. ambassador to Moscow, Michael McFaul. The Italian maestro admitted that music bringing people together can be a cliché.
Culture is important, culture is important. We repeat so many times that culture is important, that culture is not important anymore. We are satisfied in repeating this phrase.
But Muti has taken orchestras to troubled places around the world, including Sarajevo after the war, and the power of music is not a cliché to him.
The problems in the world are created most of the time by the words. In fact, ambassadors, less they speak, better it is. No.
Especially for me.
That's Ambassador McFaul. He assumed his post in January, a month after disputed parliamentary elections sparked Russia's biggest street protests in years and weeks ahead of a presidential vote that returned Vladimir Putin to the Kremlin.
There's been some difficulties, but if you look at the overall structure of the relationship, the overall record of achievement on many dimensions, we see a lot of momentum in terms of U.S.-Russian relations.
The difficulties include controversy over meeting opposition figures during his first week on the job and suggestions last month that his phone and emails were being hacked. And the successes?
The New START Treaty, the new 123 Agreement, cooperating on Iran, Afghanistan, North Korea, the World Trade Organization.
On opening night, the main piece was Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5. The composer's widow, Irina, was in the audience and reportedly told Muti she enjoyed the performance. It was also special for oboist Eugene Isatov.
It's a particularly personal trip for me because this is the stage where my father and uncle played, and I grew up on the stage. I first heard Shostakovich Fifth Symphony as a kid out in the hall, so it's very moving.
In returning to the conservatory's storied stage as an ambassador from President Obama's hometown, Isatov embodies the enormous changes in Russia and in U.S.-Russian relations since the CSO last played here 22 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.